Welcome back to the Midday Show. I'm pleased as can be to welcome the photographer Aaron Foster. There might even be a middle initial in there. Maybe we'll talk about that as well. We don't know. By the way, Aaron, I have a first initial. So you want to talk about something that people scratch their heads about. My parents in the 60s decided to give me an initial before my first name as opposed to a middle initial. So, we were talking before we got on the air about is it worth mentioning an initial? But I definitely feel like if you don't need to, just as well,
It's a connection. It's great.
We're going to talk about a gallery show at the Current Gallery, which is in Salisbury Mills, New York, that you've helped curate. Can we say
Yes. I'm opening the gallery, created the gallery and opening it, and I curated this specific show.
congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're
And
very
Aaron, tell me, when is your big opening?
Yes, the Mood and Cycles and Current Gallery are both opening on Saturday, November 1st at 6:30.
Is it the first of the moodness cycle? What does that mean?
Yes, so this is the first of the Moodna cycles. Moodna is our creek, our local creek here. And the Moodna cycle in this gallery will happen in the spring and the fall. This is our first one in the fall. And it'll bring a few local artists together to create site-specific works. They each get a week in the space. They create something, and then at the end of that 5 or 6 week period, we show the work and have an opening.
I love that you made this place, this new gallery, an art, well, let's call it an art space and gallery. I think that's what you prefer, right? As
Yes.
a way of creating community, a place for community of photographers and other artists. And there's a direct through line there, right, to what we're doing at KZE. We do that perhaps mostly for musicians, but not exclusively so. So this is a very, I'm glad John Barry put us in touch together because we kind of have similar goals,
Exactly. Yes.
You mentioned to me also in anticipation of this conversation that the space, this art space and gallery Current is your, I guess, motto. It is curate, collaborate, cultivate. I like that too.
It is create, collaborate, cultivate.
Cultivate.
It's about bringing local artists together and supporting the local artists in any way we can. We're also right next to the Moodna Trestle, if you hear our train in the background. I was always given a lot of support growing up in my artistic endeavors. I was an actor and a photographer, and I always had support from my family and my friends. And so I'm trying to give back to the community by supporting the young artists that I'm meeting, seeing their work, being very impressed by all of their work, and creating a space so that they can show their work and also give them any knowledge that I may have about the art business. And all of these artists, they're all, it's all different mediums. We're dealing with
Right.
photography, we're dealing with sculpture, we're dealing with fabrics, collages. So it's all artists are welcome. In the long run, I'd love a musician to come and sit in this space for a week and create a song, or a poet to come and sit and write. So all artists of all mediums are welcome.
One of the things that you're known for, but perhaps may appeal to, besides what you're saying just now, one of the things you've accomplished, which I think might appeal to our listeners, is that you are the one who photographed Levon Helm for his Dirt Farmer album. How did that come about, if you don't mind me asking?
No, of course. Well, as I was transitioning from acting into full-time photography, I loved live music, and I had a lot of friends that were musicians. So I spent a lot of time photographing them, and that kind of became my passion. And I met Amy Helm through my father, and she was in a band at that time called Olabel,
Right, of course. We
which
know it. We
they're
play it at the station.
I would, you know, as you know, they're literally a super group. And so they're I met Amy. I went into the studio with them to do some behind the scenes work. I ended up working with them for many years, shooting artwork for their albums. And one day Amy called me. I can't remember what day it was. It was a Thursday or a Friday, I think. And she said, "Can you come up on Sunday and take some pictures of my dad for this new album we're working on?" And
Nice.
I said, of course, and hung up the phone, and then probably started sweating or crying or something like that, because I, you know, it's music, it's literally music history, and you got to get it right. So
For
we, you
sure.
know, yeah, so we went to Gill Farm, which was one of Levon's favorite places, and we shot in some shin high corn, and it was amazing. Literally, the light opened up from the clouds, and it was a rainy day, and a beam of light shone down on Levon, and I hear Amy go, Aaron, look. And I look up and I click the shutter, and you know, things like that happen.
That's a beautiful story too, and what a great opportunity to record a little piece of of his history like that, and to be on one of his final albums,
I was very, very honored, and that's a wonderful family. And you know, the midnight rambles up at the barn still happen
Sure.
with the family, and it's amazing what they're doing with the barn.
Aaron Foster is, by the way, spelled AHRON. Check out aaronfoster.com if you're interested, if you're an artist and you want to reach out to Aaron or to participate in what he's doing at the current Art Space and Gallery in Salisbury Mills, New York. You also have an Instagram, I noticed, account, AR Foster Photo, at AR Foster Photo, if people want to check out your beautiful photography as well.
Yes, thank you. And on Instagram, at current underscore arts,
Oh, very good.
and on Facebook, current arts. Those two will have all the information, the address, the times that can bring you here.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad we've been put in touch, and I wish you excuse me, I wish you all the success with the what sounds like the first of potentially many cycles or
Yeah, we're going to be having solo shows.
Moodna
We're going to be having,
cycles.
the Mudna cycles.
The
Yeah, we'll,
first of the Moodna cycles.
yes, the first of everything here. So
Yeah, right.
it's
So right, this is opening. What day is it again?
Saturday, November 1st at 6:30 p.m. and we'll have a 7:30 presentation.
Great. All right. Well, again, much success and stay in touch, and we'll reconnect, I think, down the line a little bit and find out what's going on with you. If
That would
you
be wonderful. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Thank you. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.